Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
And welcome into On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. Don't be alarmed. Don't be confused. I know normally tuning in at this time, you might be catching some Florida Home and Gardens, but do not worry. They will be back next week at their usual time. We are doing 2 hours of On the Money this week because they are hosting their annual Shredded event. That's right, 1111 Douglas Ave. You bring two boxes to fill up and shred in there, and hopefully they'll fill up their truck with all of the shredded paperwork, all old documents and stuff that you do not want to throw out in the trash. Just to be safe, you want to shred it, you can go ahead and do that. They're doing that for free. They've also got a curb alert as well. You've got a few different items for free that you can go pick up. Some really nice stuff that they posted on their Certified Financial Group Facebook page if you want to go check that out. If you need a nice desk, maybe a little hutch of sorts or a little side table as well. But again, we also have open lines here. If you've got questions for these guys, the phone lines are open as well. This is a very exciting weekend, a very exciting show, a lot of things going on, and you help participate in it. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. That's the number to go ahead and give us a call, 844-580-WDBO. And I now like to welcome on Chris Tovine of the Aura Certified Financial Group. He is now joining us here in the second hour. Gary, you know, he did great for that first hour, but it looks like we called in the relief pitcher for the second hour here. So, Chris, welcome onto the show.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
How are we doing this morning? How's the Shredded event going?
You know what? The Shredded event is going great. We have had a lot of folks coming out getting rid of old stuff from the garage, from the spare bedroom, from all over the house. Some boxes pretty clean, some pretty moldy and musty, but hey, we're helping a lot of folks out here today just get rid of that unwanted stuff that tends to stack up around the house. And but we still have more capacity. We are working to fill up the truck, and we're well on our way. But for our listeners out there who may be in proximity to the office and have some things they want to shred, feel free to bring it by. The truck is fired up, and we have lots of able bodies out here to help you unload. And we also have some refreshments. So we're having a great day out here at Certified, and we invite you to come out and bring your shredding.
And I imagine that there may be some people out there listening right now that are thinking, wow, this is awesome. I would like to participate, but what should I be shredding? What do I need to shred, and why should I be shredding it? So let's kick off this second hour here talking a little bit about the importance of maybe getting rid of some of these documents, but also at the same time, the importance of keeping other documents.
Well, that's right. There are some things that you never want to shred, and hopefully we all know those. Those are going to be things like birth certificates, marriage certificates, divorce certificates, death certificates, any military documents, things like that, tax returns. You know, folks, that's one of the most common questions, Joe, I think that we get is in regards to how long should I keep my tax return? And so the short answer there is the IRS can audit your returns anywhere from 3 years ago, 6 years if you grossly underreported, and indefinitely if you filed a fraudulent return or you just didn't file. So the recommendation is that after 7 years, you pitch those old returns. And as we were talking to some of our folks out here today, You know, it's those returns tell a story. And so I think it's easy to, in some ways, get emotionally attached to those returns. And, you know, that's been validated more than once just this morning. But, you know, they also take up space and they make good food for silverfish. So we recommend more than 7 years you can get rid of them. So other things that you don't want to shred: immunization records, employment records, you know, IRA contributions. That's generally part of your tax return. So if you have a tax professional, they tend to keep up with that, particularly non-deductible contributions to IRA, and then obviously a Social Security card. So what kind of things do we want to shred? Well, canceled checks. I used to keep my canceled checks, Joe. I've never been asked for one. I've never needed to go back in there and look for
it. Never needed proof that you bought it, huh?
I never needed proof that I paid a bill. Credit card statements. And today, so many of these things are archived online by the institutions that there really is not a need to keep them around. They kind of become like pets around the house and, you know, just hang out for years and years. So old bank statements, credit card statements, you know, old investment statements and retirement statements, those kinds of things. And, you know, those are things that we recommend. And then some things we've shredded here today are even things like annual reports from mutual funds. And I would just say to our listeners, those are not specific to you. That's generic information provided by a fund company. And so there's nothing personal in there. And there's really no need to shred those things.
Yeah, in fact, you know, let's talk about that, because as you know, when we open up accounts for clients using no-load mutual funds, the custodian, whether it's TD Ameritrade or Fidelity, both of whom are our major custodians that hold our clients' funds, they are required to send all this material, and your mailbox will literally explode.
Yes.
And unless you accept, and we recommend this electronic delivery, But they are required to send you this generic, and that's not generic, it's specific to the investment that you own, but 9 out of 10 people don't read it because they trust us to make the decisions and we know what's in them. But for some reason, people feel that this is some kind of a legal document. They need to be holding on to it. The only thing you need to keep is the 1099 that you get in the early part of the year.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. And that becomes part of your tax file, Joe, and for our listeners out there, as you collect those tax documents. And, you know, we generally recommend keeping all that tax information together with your return once it's completed. And, again, 7 years is a good rule of thumb. The semi-annual reports and annual reports and prospectuses or prospecti, you know, they have gotten better. The fund companies, I think they realized that they were unnecessarily killing lots of trees, and that a lot of times people really don't read it.
Right.
And like you say, Joe, it is specific to the fund that you're invested in, but I looked at a few this week, and there's really not a whole lot of information. There's a lot of generic conversation around different risks, which are true of mostly every investment. But the prospectus and the semi-annual and annual reports, you'll get another one next year. And if you ever accidentally throw it away and want to see it, they are online. And I'm sure if you called your fund company, they'll get it to you. But most people, if they receive the paper copy, they don't know what to do with it. It lays around in an envelope. And ultimately, you know, ends up at a shred day a year later. So
there's no reason to keep that stuff. And of course, we're here this morning till noon. So if you have anything that you've been keeping on with the personal information, Social Security is the most important thing. Social Security number, bring it by. We'll put in our industrial shredder here, the big shred truck. You don't even have to get out of your car. Just drive on up. We'll take it out of your trunk. And once again, we're giving away some beautiful furniture that no longer fits in our office due to our remodeling, and we're looking to give it away to a good home. Some of it's been picked up already, and if you're interested in it, we go to our Facebook page, our Certified Financial Group Facebook page. There are some pictures, but you have to be here and take it by 11:30 this morning. Otherwise, it's all over.
And then those phone lines that we have here are still open at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Now is the time to take advantage of this opportunity in this shredded event, because I just recently moved and closed on a house and moved, and in doing so discovered just how many old paperwork and things that I had that I needed and wanted to throw away. And my point is, don't wait until that day when you decide you start cleaning things out and you realize you want to get rid of it, because you're going to sit there and be like, well, I just don't want to throw this all in the trash. This is important documents. I don't want someone to find it or end up in the wrong hands. Do it today. They're there until noon. It's 10:15 right now. You got plenty of time. Go into that closet that has all that paperwork, or go into the garage, wherever you keep it. You know where it is. We all know where it is. It's all there. It exists. And get that stuff, go through it, and head out there, 1111 Douglas Ave, and shred this stuff up, because it's a really great opportunity to take advantage of. I mean, I honestly had never heard of this kind of event until I heard of you guys doing this event.
Well, they are. And it's popular. We started doing this over 10 years ago, and you see more and more of them around town. I think it's a great idea. It's a free service, and we're glad to provide it for the public. So as I said, you can come on by. You can see the show. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock, broadcasting live. And you can come by also, and we're offering next year on April the 2nd, the annual Springs Concert we'll be doing at the Springs Community in conjunction with the Orlando Philharmonic. They'll be playing the music with a tribute band, the music of Queen and Journey. So it ought to be a great show, and we're looking forward to being that and being mask-free next year, April 2nd, in the Springs Community.
A lot of exciting things going on with
the Certified. A lot of exciting things. Oh, that's
we
us.
Love
we're nothing but excitement here.
I like it. We have plenty of more show to get to here. We've got some email and text questions that we'll get to here in this next segment, and also we'll get to your calls as well. Those phone lines are open, 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Got open lines for you at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. WDBO. We've got a bunch of different text and email questions here. What do you say we slide over and get to some of these here?
Let's do it.
All right. There's a lot of talk about inflation these days. Should I be concerned? And what should I invest in to do well if inflation does indeed heat up?
Well, that's a great question. It's certainly on the minds of many people these days. I read a stat last night. I think gas is up, 30% from the beginning of the year. So we are beginning to see. I went to Walmart last night and was actually looking at toothbrushes, Joe, and I couldn't believe how much a toothbrush cost at Walmart.
How much?
Well, I mean, like $8 in some cases.
$8? Does that come with the dentist?
It should come
or the
with
technician?
A dentist and a few cleanings, you would think.
Oh, my gosh.
But nonetheless, so to the question, should we be concerned about inflation? Well, let's take a step back and think about why would we be concerned. Well, there's been a lot of helicopter money, Joe. There have been so many trillion-dollar plans here in the last 6 months that it really is hard to keep up with how much money is out there. There's something called the money supply, which measures how much money is in circulation. And if you look at that on a chart, it's literally, they've had to expand the charts because there's so much money out there. And so when you have a lot of money chasing the same amount of goods, what does that do? Well, that drives prices up.
Yep.
And so the question is this going to be short-lived, or is it going to be sustainable like it was back in the 70s? It's really the last time we saw any meaningful and significant inflation. So the answer is no one really knows. The favorite word of the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is that it's transitory.
Transitory. The
transitory.
Word, the word of the year.
That it's short-lived, and we think we can control it by tightening, by raising interest rates, which has a slowing. It's kind of like hitting the brake in your car. Tends to slow down the economy. So we don't know if it's going to be sustained or if it's going to be short-lived. However, to the second part of that question, what kinds of things tend to do well if we do have above average inflation? Well, materials producers, so the companies that are selling the raw materials to producers tend to do well. Real estate tends to do well. Precious metals, generally speaking, things that you can touch tend to do well in a higher inflation environment. And most people in a diversified portfolio already have some of that.
Yes.
And so the temptation, as is always the temptation, is to run out and overload And I don't think that it's wise to knee-jerk react and now run out and start overloading, but I think we do want to be mindful and pay attention, and certainly as part of a balanced portfolio, look at how is the portfolio divided amongst different asset classes and different sectors within those, like let's say large U.S. stocks or international stocks.
Exactly.
Do you have exposure to REITs, real estate investment trusts, and materials producers, those kinds of companies which tend to do well? And Joe, we've seen, I heard the stat yesterday that the NASDAQ, I think, is up 2% year to date, and the Dow is up significantly more.
Yes.
So we have seen a change from the high
rotation,
growth
we call it.
Technology, yeah, that's right, a rotation, really away from growth and technology,
right,
to the more value-oriented companies, which are some of the ones that we're talking about here.
Yes. And so that's all part of investing. What you don't want to do is load up on what's doing good at the moment, because you'll only be disappointed next year. And what happens is then you get disappointed, you sell low, and you're going to end up buying high with what's doing good at the moment. And that's a recipe for disaster. So the key to successful investing is to be diversified with quality, and that's what we try to do for our clients, determine what their time horizon is and build a portfolio that will meet or exceed what they need. Of course, there are no guarantees in the investment world, but I can guarantee you, if you are diversified with quality in the long run, you'll be a successful investor, particularly if you take the emotion out of it. And
yes,
that's as financial planners what we do. We act as much as psychologists as we do money managers. You know, behavioral managers is critical. And in fact, you weren't here the first half, the first hour, Chris. I had one of our longstanding clients brought me by. She makes me these handmade cards, greeting cards. And the nice inscription at this year, thank you so much for taking care of us during this difficult time, the
yes,
pandemic. And, you know, those kinds of things are wonderful to receive from a client. But it's what we do. I mean, our job is to get you to and through those retirement years at Certified Financial Group. We've had planners now doing this for over 40 years, yourself, myself included. But we do financial planning and investment advice for a fee, and we'd be glad to do work for you. So you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Learn all about who we are and what we do, because this is an hour that we're not normally on.
That's right.
You know, at 10 o'clock, we're normally saying sayonara to the Homes and Gardens guys. We're here at the Shred event this year, and we got background noise. We got dogs barking. Sirens going off.
We got a dog park.
It's part of the fun, yeah.
We've got
that's
a curb alert.
Correct.
We got a lot going on.
So you can tell we're live.
We are live. We are indeed live. Yeah, and Joe, just to piggyback on what you said, I actually spoke to that client of yours.
Oh, you did?
I did. And she told me she makes cards. That's how I knew we were talking about the same one. And she just expressed a lot of sincere gratitude. She said they've been with you since 08 and just really sang your praises, and we're grateful. And I do think that that is part of the value that we provide that often is overlooked. Sometimes people just look at price and don't look at value. What is the totality of what I'm getting in return?
Right.
What if I don't make the big mistakes?
Right.
What if I don't overload on a particular
right,
sector?
Right.
And what if I can hand off the worry and concern to someone else and trust that they're going to do the right,
right
thing? And so that's really what
and
she
I,
expressed.
And I think, you know, looking back over the years, one of the things that we bring to the table in terms of peace of mind is that we're now a one-man show. You know, my clients that are getting up in years, that are many clients in their 70s and 80s today, they've been with me for many, many years, you know, they come in the office and I say, when are you going to retire? Well, I'm doing the Warren Buffett thing. I'll be here as long as I can. However, but you never know what God's plan is.
That's right.
And the good news is, if I'm gone, we've got a whole deep bench
yes,
to continue. This isn't a one- and two-man show. We
that's
have
right,
12 certified financial planners here under one roof. All of our planners are certified financial planners. We won't work with anything else. Anybody can call themselves a financial planner, but there's a distinction by financial planners. We're up against the break. I can hear it.
That's right. 844-580-WDBO is the number that you can call in right now. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Imagine me and you. Hey, welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. Got open lines for you, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go to those phone lines. We've got Susie calling in from Sanford.
Good morning, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I kind of have a different topic to bring up. Our son is getting ready to graduate in December with a finance degree from UCF, and he's interested in wealth management. Okay. And I just kind of wanted to see if you have, you know, can kind of give how y'all entered the field, what the best way is for him to get some experience so he can, you know, work his way into the field. You mentioned that bench that you have waiting, and how do you get on that bench? What would you recommend?
Well, to get in the house, you have to be a certified financial planner, but not everybody is one, and they have to go through a process to do that. The key is the first of all, if he wants to become a certified financial planner, or you said he wants to become a wealth manager. Now, there's a difference. Why don't we spend just a minute describing how people do that?
Yes, let's do, Joe. And I'll tell a little bit of my story, Susie, just because it's probably more typical of what's happening today. When I did it quite a few years ago, it was not that typical. And so what I kind of quickly realized, the business really appealed to me because I describe myself as having the mind of a capitalist and the heart of a social worker. And so it's really a great marriage of those two desires and skill sets. But at that time, and to some degree today, but less so, you know, there was the way into the business was either by selling life insurance or going to a brokerage firm and essentially selling stocks. And I didn't want to do either. I actually worked for a life insurance company for about 6 months and said, this is not for me. I don't believe everyone needs whole life insurance. And so I began to look for the question you're asking, how do I get into this world of becoming a certified financial planner? And what I chose to do was to kill two birds with one stone. So I went back to graduate school. I got a master's degree in personal financial planning that also met the education requirement for the certified financial planner exam. So becoming a certified financial planner is no different than, you know, becoming a nurse or any other profession, the bar, let's say. You get the education, but then you have to pass the exam, which in our case is a couple days, and it's very rigorous. It's not an easy thing to do, and about half the people don't pass the first time. So, you know, that's what I did, and then I got a salaried position to learn how to do financial planning while I earned, and I didn't have to go out there and try to find clients, and certainly didn't have to go sell life insurance or pitch stocks to people. So, you know, that career path is becoming more common in that folks who have the education piece in place, which a degree in finance is a good start, but there really is a lot more to being a certified financial planner than just finance. So finance focuses on the investments, but there's also income tax and estate planning and insurance and retirement planning, and really then bringing all those together. And believe it or not, there really is a large psychology piece to what we do. And so there are many that call themselves wealth managers. And so I would just encourage you and him as he explores this to understand that, as Joe said a little while ago, anyone can call himself a financial planner. It's not a regulated term. Anyone can call themselves a wealth manager. I believe if you want to be a pro, you have to behave like a pro. You have to get the best designation, which is the certified financial planner, if you're going to be doing financial planning. If he was just going to be doing investments, there's something called a CFA. That's another route you can go, but that is not what Joe and I do.
That's a chartered financial analyst.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
My granddaughter's studying for that.
Is that right?
She's taking her first exam. Yeah, and that's a tough one.
That's tougher than the CFP exam. It takes 3 years. And so for people that want to just study investments, that's another path. But if you want to work with people, which was the appeal for a lot of us, to be able to actually help people and positively impact their lives and in the context of financial planning and investment planning, then I think the CFP is the gold standard. And from there, then you want to find a firm that has a great reputation. Going out on your own as a young person and just trying to start, you've got to learn. There's a lot to know. And I've told Joe, I think sometimes we take for granted how much we know. And so just from a regulatory standpoint and from a practice standpoint, there's a lot to know. So I don't know if I'm helping you, and I don't want to drone on. Joe, what do you have to add to that?
Well, this profession is much like any other profession, whether you're a physician or a dentist or an attorney. You know, you get the education, and then you have to build a practice, and that's the challenge. And I'll tell you how I started over 40 years ago. I started much like everybody else, a lot of people in this business, doing insurance, doing some mutual funds, and I realized there was a lot more that I didn't know and how I could help people. And I stumbled upon financial plan, the Financial Planning Magazine. I'll never forget it, Chris. It had a green cover, and I read this thing cover to cover about three times. I said, my gosh. And then I discovered the Certified Financial Planner Program, excuse me, in the late 70s. And I said, my gosh, this is something I could really use, because before that I had my own business and I didn't realize how ignorant I was about personal investing. I studied international business. I studied corporate law, business law, corporate finance, accounting, economics, all the things that you would think were primary to make good financial decisions. And I didn't realize how ignorant I was until I began to read this stuff. And I became a certified financial planner, and I opened an office. And back in the day, you got clients by doing seminars, and built a practice on that. And here we are 40 years later with 12 certified financial planners, and I think a terrific company helping people. But it's not an easy thing to crack into. You know, just imagine if you got your dental degree or a medical degree, then what do you do? And you have to find a firm that will bring you in and perhaps pay you a stipend to get started. Or as Chris said, you latch onto a company that wants you to sell, whether it's insurance or whether it's investments. The challenge to that is number one, it's not easy.
No, it is not.
And most people wash out from it because they don't want to quote unquote sell. And then, you know, you get, if you're good at it, then the problem is that you can't get away from it, and you can't do what we do.
Yes.
You know, the people that are with some of the major firms, in fact, it's not a secret, we are in the process of looking for a couple more certified financial planners to add. And we're interviewing people that are with the big firms that are reluctant to leave that safety net and launch out on their own because of the safety net that it provides.
Yes.
And so it's a dilemma. And there, this country needs more certified financial planners.
We absolutely do, Joe. And what I would say, though, is the tide is changing. And so the way that Joe and I conduct business as fiduciaries, as a registered investment advisor, that, I'll say, channel of business is on the rise and has been for years. The brokerage houses, the insurance companies, they're changing to make themselves sound more like the fiduciaries that we are. And so, you know, I think that for your son, the advice that I would have is that he definitely wants to go down the road of being a fiduciary financial advisor. As Wayne Gretzky said, you want to skate to where the puck is going and not to where it is. And I am biased. I'll readily admit I'm biased, but I think that working as a fiduciary, charging transparent fees for the work that you do and the value that you provide is really the best way, so that consumers don't have to question why recommendations are made. And many of us don't sell any products. The only thing we have to offer is our time and expertise, much like your doctor, your dentist, or any other professional you go to. So, Susie, I don't know if that helps, but
Let me put a bow on that, a ribbon on that. Or what do you say, a row on, ribbon on the bow or bow on the ribbon? Whatever. I'm going to do something here.
Hey, close enough, Joe.
Yeah, whatever. You know, the word fiduciary is kicked around a lot. In fact, if you turn on the radio this weekend and you scan the dial, there's several folks out there today that call themselves fiduciary. And anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. There is no license to be a fiduciary. If you want to be Chris here in the studio or our trusty announcer here, if you want to be a fiduciary this afternoon, you just tell people you're a fiduciary. Only certified financial planners are required by our license to serve you as a fiduciary. And we put it in writing. But people throw that word out there as some kind of, you know, magic cloak that they can fix you up and so forth. So I would be very careful about that. And we're very proud of that. I mean, it's, in fact, we're not only certified financial planners, but all of us are accredited investment fiduciaries, which is another designation. So it may sound like a commercial, and it is a commercial. And I'm proud of the commercial.
But if your son wants an outside opinion, feel free to have him give me a call. I talk to young people routinely, and I'm also involved with the Financial Planning Association, which is another place that he can go and connect and meet other planners and learn from them. And I think that's one of the best ways to
get exposed to the industry. He ought to join the FPA, the Financial Planning Association.
And they have a student rate. It's very affordable.
And he also ought to go to CFP.net and learn all about the College for Financial Planning and what's required to become a certified financial planner.
Yes.
And that's a starting point.
Those would be the next two things I would do if I were him.
And I would take Chris up on his offer, because I've done the same thing. I've counseled people over the years. Some people have a misconception about what financial planning is. Now, he wants to be a wealth manager. Some people want to do the analytics side. You know, they liken it to being a CPA and doing the number crunching.
Yes.
And there's a place for people in our profession.
Yes, there is. There is. And so, we I'd be glad to talk with him and kind of understand what is he looking to do and help him in any way that I can. Susie, does that help?
Hey, that does help. And it's interesting. He just wrapped up this financial derivatives course that, you know, he really pushed himself through because he's like, I want to understand that perspective. So I understand where you're coming from. Some people want to look at the analytics, but, you know, and I like your perspective in terms of the capitalist mind and the socialist heart. So
not socialist, social worker,
yes. Social.
That's right. Yeah. I am a capitalist at heart.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much. This helps a lot. And, you know, hopefully he can, you know, just kind of get some more exposure and kind of research what direction he wants to take. But I appreciate all the information. I'm going to have him check out your website.
Have him come by the office. Have him come by the office and say hello. We have that happen all the time. Just stick his head in the door, introduce himself, and be glad to show him around and show him a little bit about what we do.
Yeah, just say I'm Susie's son from the radio show.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Ahead,
and I have looked on your website, and I see that you have, like, seminars or programs. Are you conducting those right now?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. We're going to be back to doing them live. So if Publix can have you without a mask, if Costco can have you without a mask, Certified Financial Group can have you without a mask. So, yes, go to our website, financialgroup.com. We've got some great ones coming up. They're always on a Saturday. They're absolutely free, and we'd love to have you come on by.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
all
the information.
Have a great weekend. Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
You
Susie.
Too. Thank you.
That
Take
was
care,
a great bye. Call, Susie. That was a call that I don't think we've gotten before, and I bet you there are a lot of people out there that learned a lot and gained a lot of information from that call. So that was awesome, guys. We really appreciate you answering that one in such great detail as well. That was really incredible, and there's a lot of people out there that I'm sure that helped, not just Susie and her son as well. We got a final segment coming up. If you want to call in as well, you can, 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today
with the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Hey, welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We've got 4 minutes left here, so if you want to dial in real quick, you can at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go back over to Joe and Chris as we close up shop.
Oh, here we are. Yes. Back live.
Hey.
Back live.
Hey.
Hey now.
Hey, it's busy out there. You guys got a lot going on. We almost made it the whole show without having that happen. So I'm kind of impressed.
Well, how about that? So we are here till noon. And we'd be glad to see you. We're doing our annual shred event, so if you have anything that you want to have shredded, we have to bring up to 2 banker's boxes of that confidential material that you don't want out on the street. We'd be glad to shred that for you absolutely free. And we also have a curb alert. We're giving away some of furniture, beautiful glass top desk, 78 by 39 on fluted black pedestals, along with a beautiful credenza that goes with it. And an antique sideboard, if you will, and a couple of end tables and some side chairs and some artwork. So if you have any interest in that stuff, you got to come by and pick it up before 11:30. We walk. I'd like to see it go to a good home. We can no longer use it in our remodel offices, and I want to see it go to a good home. So come on by. Chris and I and 10 other certified financial planners will be here. We're offering coffee and some refreshments. You can also sign up for the upcoming Springs concert, which will be next April, April 2nd. We're going to be doing as we have done for almost the last 10 years with in conjunction with the Orlando Philharmonica. Philharmonic Orchestra.
Philharmonica.
Philharmonica. Yes. Hey, Philharmonica. Right.
We're live.
The OPO will be doing a concert with them with a great tribute band. We'll be playing the music of Queen and Journey. So you can come on by and sign up for that as well. So we will be here for a while. And, you know, you often mention, Chris, that we made the Financial Times top 300 for the country. This week I just got notice that we've been selected by Advisory HQ as one of the top 12 firms in the state of Florida. So we're very proud of that as well. So if you want more information about our company, Certified Financial Group, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Learn all about Chris and me and the 10 other certified financial planners that we have here. You can sign up for some of the free workshops that we have coming up. Just click on events, and all that information is there.
All right, that's some great stuff there. And of course, you guys are still hanging out. You've got a whole another hour to get out there. That's plenty of time to gather up some things. You got two boxes that you can take out. They got to fill up the truck there. They got 1 hour left to fill up the truck. And if you're in need of some new furniture as well, you can head out as well. 1111 Douglas Ave in Altamont. Again, they'll be hanging out there until 12. The Shred It event, really cool, really fun. I'm still watching on the Facebook Live. You guys got this thing down to a science as well with the way that people drive in. They just open up the truck, unload the box. I mean, it's quick and easy, and this is super convenient.
It is very efficient, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. You don't even have to get out of your car. We've got a team of gentlemen out there that just unload it right out of your car. If you throw it in a plastic bag, we'll take the whole bag. If you put it in a box, we got to give you the box back. But it is very efficient, and you can pull right around, get some coffee, some muffins, or whatever refreshments you care for.
Yeah, some muffins. Great. Yeah, it's banana nut muffins.
It's a beautiful
morning.
We'd love
to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be out here for about another hour. Yep.
There you go. Go hang out with them. Say hello. Pop in. Go bother Joe and Chris and Gary and the gang and make sure make sure they're all hanging out. Make sure they're doing what they're supposed to once we get off the radio here. Appreciate everyone tuning in. 1111 Douglas Ave. Again, the Shredded event is going on. They'll be there till noon today, so go out there, head out there, and check it out. We're planning tomorrow.
Today!
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Things went wrong today.